What's going on, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another episode of Locked On Blue Jays. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms. I'm your co-host, Lucas Suisse, and today we got another busy episode as part of our off-season series where we review all the players on the Toronto Blue Jays, break down their 2021 seasons, what they did well, how they can get better, and what their future is on the team. Of course, the Locked On Blue Jays podcast is available and free on all platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can find Locked On Blue Jays.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
On today's show, we're talking about starting pitcher Hyunjin Ryu. And of course, once again, I'm pleased to be joined by MLB analyst Jen Smith. Jen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Game one of the World Series.
It is. It is. And the Blue Jays aren't in it. Hopefully soon, though. Hopefully soon in our lifetimes. They will make the World Series, because when I talk to people a little bit older than me, Jen, they, of course, remember 92 and 93, how exciting that was for baseball in Toronto and baseball in Canada. And certainly, I still have those videos of 92 and 93 and have rewatched them several times just to get a feeling of what it was like seeing the Blue Jays win the World Series.
As someone who is older than you, I can assure you it was incredibly exciting. I remember in 93, our parents, my brother and I, our parents took us downtown the night that they won to celebrate. So it was actually a pretty cool experience.
Well, I can't imagine. I mean, certainly for my age group, the Toronto Raptors gave us that a couple years ago in terms of what the city and the country can be like when they go all the way. But man, was it magical. And to get it not only once, but twice in back-to-back years, truly special. Yeah. But today though, Jen, we are continuing our off-season content, player reviews. Up next is Hyunjin Ryu, Toronto Blue Jays starting pitcher. And look, Jen, it's interesting with me with Ryu, because it's pretty wild when you come to think about it that it was July 21 when the Blue Jays finally returned to Toronto. That was the first time Hyunjin Ryu would pitch at the Rogers Center. It's quite amazing because, of course, they signed that contract in the end of 2019. And because of the pandemic and everything, Hyunjin Ryu hadn't even been in Toronto yet. But how would you characterize the 2021 season in one word for Hyunjin Ryu?
Oh, this might be harsh, but the first word that came into my mind was disappointing.
That's fair. I mean, it's certainly disappointing given the contract that he signed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, he was in the second year of his four-year, $80 million contract. 2020 was a shortened season, but he, you know, posted a 2.69 ERA in 12 starts. He got Cy Young consideration. And, you know, going into 2021, you know, obviously, you know, he was thought of as the ace of this Blue Jays staff. And, you know, he pitched relatively well up until they did return to Toronto, and you know, things went relatively poorly from there, including a neck strain that landed him on the IL. And so, you know, I think disappointing is the word that just most comes to mind when I think of his 2021 season. And it wouldn't surprise me if he sort of characterize his season the same way.
For sure, because the expectations were going into the season that Hyunjin Ryu would have been the ace, right? Going in, like, mm-hmm. That was sort of the the idea going, you know, spring training and the start of the season, that he was going to be the number one guy just because the contract that they signed and just the faith that they put in him to deliver. But Jen, at the end of this year, and if the Blue Jays made the playoffs, there was debate if Ryu would have made the rotation, right? Just given the type of year that he had, but more importantly, the type of year that Robbie Ray had, Jose Barrios, who came in, Steven Matz had a really impressive season, Alec Manoah, of course, who we talked about previously on the pod. So those four guys were ahead of Ryu. I mean, just given based on the 2021 season performance. So I think you're absolutely right to characterize his 2021 season as disappointing, just given the fact that this is someone with, you know, a big contract, but also the expectations that were placed on him to start the 2021 season.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think anybody would have imagined, you know, even if you can factor in some regression, just, you know, as he ages, you know, sort of the different challenges that were faced this season, and, you know, you could kind of put all of that together. But I don't think anybody would have predicted that he would have, you know, sort of fallen off in terms of where he was within that rotation, to going from being the, you know, the expected ace to, you know, likely not making, you know, a party, you know, from expectation to what ended up being, you know, 2021 reality, right? And so, you know, we'll obviously dive into the numbers, but yeah, I don't think that anybody could look at his season and say that it was a success.
Well, I'll start with the diving into the numbers. I mean, 14-10, 4.37 ERA. When you look at his career ERA is 3.2. So that's a whole, yep, you know, run above his current earned run average. You know, 169 innings pitch, 143 strikeouts, 1.22 whip, when his career whip is 1.17. So again, you know, it certainly is a little bit above what, you know, he's able to do. And then you look at the last seven games of the regular season, Ranjin Ryu, 2-4, 8.38 ERA. I mean, not great. Last 15 games, sure, he had a winning record, 7-5, but still 5.26 ERA. And those are games, Jen, where the Blue Jays needed Hanjin Ryu. They need him to be a stable arm on that mound. And now, of course, they were lucky that they had others there. And of course, we don't know how much the neck strain and some of the physical issues impacted Ryu. They probably certainly did. But those numbers are certainly concerning, given that the Blue Jays need arms, especially in bigger games down the road, where they're going to have to play meaningful September baseball again into 22 and perhaps the postseason. Ryu's going to need to be that guy.
Absolutely. They need him to be. I'll give you a few other numbers as well. Opponent's batting average against him was .257, which was the highest of his career. His left on base percentage was 70.7, which was the lowest of his career. His walks were down. He's actually ranked in the 91st percentile in terms of his walk rate, but his strikeout rate was also down to 7.62 strikeouts per nine innings, whereas his career average was 8.11. And then he's in the 38th percentile or lower in just a whole bunch of different categories, everything from average and maximum exit velocity to hard hit percentage, barrel percentage, 8.5% of contact against Ryu this season was classified as barrels. It was only 3.2 6% in 2020, and his career average is 6.1. I mean, there were times when his four-seam fastball was just getting teed up. His four-seam fastball actually was hit hard 58.6% of the time, whereas in the past three seasons, that percentage was in the 30s, right? So for a guy who we all know does not rely on velocity, he relies on pinpoint control. He was throwing more pitches in the strike zone and getting more contact. And when, you know, when batters were hitting his pitches, they were hitting them pretty hard.
No doubt. No doubt. He was certainly hitting them at the, you know, throwing those pitches in the middle of the plate. You know, opposing hitters were taking him deep out of the park. A lot of, you know, hard hit balls, which is a bit concerning, but we're going to hold that thought for just a moment, mm-hmm. Jen. We're going to talk a little bit about that coming right up. This is, of course, the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. I'm Lucas Weiss with MLB analyst Jen Smith. But first, let's check in with our friends at Green Room. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Green Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You can even find Locked On hosts across the NBA, MLB, and NHL. Go and download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. I know you'll find a ton of incredible rooms across your favorite teams and leagues. I can't wait to join you all on the app. I'll be sure to let you know once the Locked On Blue Jays room is live. Download the Green Room app today. Green Room, changing the way we talk about sports. All right, we're back on this latest episode of Locked On Blue Jays. I'm Lucas Weiss. That is MLB analyst Jen Smith. I want to once again thank all the listeners for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. We, of course, are talking about Hyunjin Ryu, one of the Blue Jays' starting pitchers and his 2021 season. Of course, we started this episode, Jen, talking about how disappointing it was. And for me, what's really interesting, because I want to follow up with you on this concept of just, you know, him as a pitcher, right? Because, of course, Ryu isn't this guy that's going to be delivering the heat like an Nate Pearson, right? That brings, you know, they can deliver the 100-mile-per-hour fastball. Ryu is someone that is a finesse pitcher, and he's someone that really, when he's on, he can definitely throw a lot of different pitches, but he's not going to overpower you. But the problem is when it isn't working, it really isn't working, and it's really causing issues. So I'm just curious from your perspective, like, how does someone adjust that? Like, do you think it's a confidence thing? Obviously, there were injury issues this year for Ryu, but it just felt like he never got into a rhythm. And I think for a starting pitcher, that's going to, you know, linger for you for a little bit just because of the fact that you know that you can produce at a better level. And when you aren't, it just must be so frustrating for someone as high a level as Hyunjin Ryu.
Ryu's been around long enough and has had enough success that I don't think it's a confidence issue. It's difficult to tell how much the neck injury played a role. And I would assume, obviously, that it played a fairly significant role in his inability to execute to a high level. I don't know if fatigue played a role. A tweet from Alec Manoah saying that, you know, it was difficult on Ryu being away from his infant daughter for so long. I don't know how much that factors in as well, but sort of that mental aspect, being away from the family, but in particular being away from, you know, an infant child who for, you know, 8 or 9 months during a pandemic. I think all of these things are factors, right? The injury one is sort of the most concerning simply because he is getting older. and injuries are more likely to occur. Whether or not this is an injury that can sort of reoccur, I have no idea because I don't know enough about the nature of the injury. But as you said, for somebody who isn't going to overpower you with his velocity, he's got to, you know, hit his spots in order to be able to execute. That, I think, is the primary concern.
Well, first off, a really good point about him, you know, being away from his infant daughter. And I think what I'll just say is this, like, I think, you know, it isn't talked about enough, but these athletes are human beings, right? Mm-hmm. As much as a lot of fans sometimes think of them as superheroes and people that, you know, are unflappable and do these incredible things, which they do. They do stuff that not many normal human beings can do. I think we can't understate the impact that some of these people, you know, had to go through just to get to even playing Major League Baseball, especially for the Toronto Blue Jays, who we've talked about ad nauseum, had conditions unlike any other team in the league in terms of moving to three cities and being separated from their families. So I think that's a very good point. But the one thing I'll say is this, and this is something that Charlie Montoyo talked about a lot, was command. Command was a word that he used with Hyunjin Ryu, particularly when he was struggling. Now, he needs to find the command. And I think for the Blue Jays, and this is what Charlie Montoyo also said, he also has the pedigree. And let's be honest with ourselves, this is a guy that in 2019 with the LA Dodgers, he was an all-star. He was 14-5 and had a 2.32 ERA, which led the major leagues. I mean, you know, in terms of ERA, he was second in Cy Young voting in the National League. So this is a guy with pedigree. But to what point is that argument going to fall apart, especially when, you know, with the type of season that he had in 2021, which is below his standards?
Right. And I mean, at this point, you know, he has 2 years remaining on his contract. And I think given the age he was when he signed the contract, you could have assumed that, you know, the at least the last year of that contract may not have looked so good in terms of, you know, value in that particular year. I'm not sure we would have been talking about that after just his second season, mind you, right? And yet here we are. So, you know, clearly there is work for him to do this offseason and in spring training with Pete Walker, and, you know, trying to figure out where it is and why it is that he lost that control and seeing if he can get it back. You know, right now Steamer is projecting a similar season for next year for Ryu. They're predicting 29 starts, 165 innings pitched with a 4.02 ERA and a 2.5 F-WAR, which is what he was worth in 2021. So, you know, certainly not the ace of this staff. If he can go out there and, you know, give some a little bit of length in the ball game, you know, put up a quality start, give his team a chance to win, and, you know, the Jays can pick up a starter this offseason to complement who they already have, you know, maybe Ryu doesn't have to be the ace. He's getting paid good money, but like I said, you know, given his age and now given an injury, you know, it might just need, we fans just might need to look at this and say, you know, this is where we're at with Ryu.
Yeah, I mean, it really is interesting when you think of just how 2 years can change so much. Because I remember the conversation when it came to Hyunjin Ryu, when they signed him, and it was huge. Like, I think it was a huge sort of turning point for this franchise, right? Because, of course, they just came off one of their worst seasons in franchise history. For them to go sign someone like him it signaled like, okay, this front office is willing to spend money. But again, like, they signed him at that moment in time where he was that pitcher that led the ERA. And it's just amazing how in the game of baseball, things can change very quickly. Teams can go from winning to losing. Players can go from being successful to then, you know, to not, or you know, having a great season to then, you know, really quick in decline. So, I mean, you really got to, you know, take advantage of, you know, critical prime years and just hope that this isn't just a repeating trend when it comes to Hyunjin Ryu.
Well, and free agent pitchers aren't cheap, right?
No.
I mean, you're gonna pay good money to get a free agent starter. So, you know, the Jays, for their part, like you said, you know, they did sign him. They managed to land him. They offered a sizable contract. And, you know, that was sort of the first, I guess, indication that they were, you know, opening that window to contention. I feel like I've used that phrase a lot, but that's one that I think, you know, the front office has used that has stuck in my mind. You know, but that was sort of their signal, right? Okay, here we are. We're spending money. We need starting pitching. We're locking down somebody with a, you know, great track record, and now we've got this piece. Let's see what we can do with it, right? So, you know, again, he might have a bounce back year next year. It's really hard to predict at this point, you know.
Yeah, very, very hard for sure. And it'll be very interesting to watch, though. We're joined by MLB analyst Jen Smith on the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. We're, of course, talking about Hyunjin Ryu. We'll be back in just a moment. But first, let's check in with our friends at Built Bar, which Jen ordered some Built Bar. So
you're listening.
So, Jen, before I get into talking about Built Bar, what flavors did you order?
So they have a multi-pack. You get 18 bars, 9 different flavors. So 2 each of those 9 different flavors. So that's what I've ordered. And my shipment is on its way. I think it's going to be delivered in the next day or two. So I'm pretty excited to try them and let you know which ones are my favorites.
Absolutely. I mean, not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. I mean, 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. So if you're like Jen and want to order some Built Bar, you're going to go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. And you'll get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Let's also check in with our friends at betonline.ag. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. Bet online. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. All right, welcome back to the Lock On Blue Jays podcast. Lucas Suisse, MLB analyst Jen Smith. We're talking about Hyunjin Ryu on this edition of the podcast. So Jen, We've talked about Hyunjin Ryu's disappointing 2021 season. We've talked about some of the ways where he needs to improve. You touched on it a bit in the previous segment about his future. And he only has 2 years left. If I were to say right now, those are probably the final 2 years left for Ryu with the Blue Jays. I mean, I highly doubt they'd bring him back. But if Robbie Ray leaves, and let's assume that the Blue Jays do bring in a starting pitcher at some point, which would make sense for the front office to do, you're looking at Ryu probably in the middle of the rotation. I mean, when you think of what Jose Barrios brings, what Alec Manoah did last year. So right now, assuming No Ray, no Mats. You're probably thinking about Ryu as the number three starter.
Yep.
But again, with the expectations sort of being a lot lower this year than they were last year for Ryu, or even his first season coming in as the quote-unquote ace, I mean, maybe that's, you know, sort of good for Ryu, and maybe that provides some opportunity to say, you know what? If you just go out there and win us some ball games, that's all we need for you to do, not just be knocked out early in the game and having to rely on that Blue Jays bullpen.
Well, that's just it. Like I said earlier, if he can go out and give the team quality starts, you know, more often than not, then, you know, he's done his job. And it may not look good in terms of, you know, the contract or the, you know, expectations of being the ace for several years, but here we are, right? And, you know, as long as he can go out there and give the team an opportunity to win, you know, the other thing, and this is an intangible, and there's no value that we can actually put on this, but he's also developed a mentorship role with Alek Manoa. And, you know, I would imagine he might have that role with other young pitchers as well. We just publicly know of how he became friends with and has mentored Manoa. And so there's value in that as well, because we've discussed the fact that we think the future is bright with Manoa on this team. And we're already talking about him that as things currently sit, he would be probably considered, right, like the number two behind Barrios. So, you know, maybe this is sort of a, you know, almost a bit of a transition in Ryu's career.
It's interesting for me, Jen, because I liked the signing at the time, given what Ryu did. Now, I don't think the Blue Jays front office would have predicted this quick of a potential decline. And again, I want to say this, he could have a bounce back season, and that would be amazing. But for me, my only qualm with Ryu is this, is that he hasn't pitched well in a big game yet. I mean, you know, you look at him in that, I know it was a crazy, weird 2020 postseason, expanded playoffs, best of three series, but it's still playoffs, right? Like, it's still playoff baseball. And he just didn't perform well against the Tampa Bay Rays. And look, I know the Rays are a good team, but he just didn't perform well. And you look at September, minus really like that final start of the season, I mean, it was a, you know, you had to hold your breath every time Ryu stepped onto the mound. And I understand the physical concerns, and hopefully Ryu gets those corrected. But for me, watching this team, the only way I see this signing as a success, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, or calm me down from this take that I'm about to say, is if he has a big game, if he does well in September, if he starts in October and gets a win or two, that's where I think the value is going to come. But so far, I haven't really seen it. I liked the move at the time. I liked that the front office was being aggressive, but so far, it hasn't really panned out to what that contract value was supposed to.
Right. And you know what? Sometimes that's the reality of signing somebody to a big contract. You know, sometimes that player then does not perform to expectation. And, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's a really good point that you make, that he has not really stepped up in a big game. And if you think about that start in the 2020, you know, odd playoff format that went on, you know, it was sort of assumed that that would be a Blue Jays win, right? With him taking the mound, and, you know, he did not have a good start at all. So yeah, I think that's actually a really fair point, right? Is that, you know, the expectation for the team overall is to make the postseason next year. So one way or another, they will be playing in big games down the stretch, right? Meaningful games. You know, they might be, you know, chasing a team for, you know, for the division title, or chasing a wild card spot, whatever it might be. And you're right. That's where Ryu needs to step up and essentially, you know, earn that contract, if I may.
The Blue Jays need to get more than 91 wins to yes. make the playoffs. We saw that this year. I think it's very true going into next year. We've talked about how they need to narrow that gap with the Tampa Bay Rays, which of course this year was 9 wins in order to get to that division title. We know the importance of getting to that division title. You don't have to try it out, that one game wild card scenario. And all what needs to happen is everyone needs to just play a little better. And that means Ryu too, especially to start the season. He's going to have a big role on that rotation. He's going to be one of the top three starters most likely. He just needs to play better. And look, I want the best for Hyunjin Ryu. I really liked the sign at the time. And maybe you're right, Jen. Like, I think maybe what he's going to provide now is maybe being that veteran on the team, because you need guys like that who have played on competitive teams, which Ryu did with the Dodgers those years. I mean, he was on the LA Dodgers when they made those two World Series teams in 2017 and 2018. That's important, right? So it's important to have that experience. So, you know, again, I think as we close, the expectations are certainly not going to be what they were, but maybe that could lead to a pleasant surprise. And the optimist in me, Jen, certainly hopes for that.
That's, you know what? That's a great way to sort of, you know, end this, is that we know what the projections are. We also know what he needs to work on at spring training. The team knows it better than the rest of us, right? He needs to work on that four-seam, you know, fastball control. He also needs to get more break on his curveball, because he had less break on his curveball this season, and it was hit more than historical over the course of his career, right? And they've got way more data than we do. They know exactly what they need to work on with him in spring training. And so, you know, between that and his experience, it is entirely possible that next year he will, you know, have a much improved season and, you know, beat those projections. And as you said, it will be a pleasant surprise. If not, you know, then hopefully he's a steady guy in the rotation, surrounded by other steady guys and backed up by a good bullpen.
Jen, where can people find you on Twitter for your baseball insight, perspective, and your thoughts on Bill Barr? Because I'm sure you're going to tweet about your thoughts on Bill Barr.
I will. You can find me at baseball_Jen, and that is Jen with two N's.
Yes, of course. MLB analyst Jen Smith once again joining us on the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. All right, everyone, thank you so much for once again tuning in to listen to the Locked On Blue Jays podcast and making this podcast your first listen every day. We're going to be continuing our player reviews. A reminder that the mailbag is still open. So if you have not asked Jen or I any questions about the Blue Jays, baseball, all that fun stuff, please send us a DM, email us, reply to our tweets about the mailbag. We're going to be recording that episode in a couple days. We have some great questions thus far, so please keep them coming if you want to get in on that episode. Now make your second listen of the day Locked On MLB Prospects. Our host, Aram Layton, is a prospect encyclopedia, and he's going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It's free and available on all platforms. Also, Locked On Blue Jays is free and available on all platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can find Locked On Blue Jays. All right, everyone, for everyone listening to this episode of Locked On Blue Jays, I'm your co-host, Lucas Weiss. We'll see you again soon.